Some today.
Oh, Romy's easy to please.
I'm gonna have some at noon.
At noon.
I'm gonna do this too.
A boudin in the evening.
Take it home
and eat it to the temperature of the room.
That's my day today.
You got your daddy's singing voice.
It's a very
that's Jimmy C. Newman.
Popular dish.
Yeah, his famous song about a potato and boudin now.
Some of that boudin.
Oh.
You'll jump up and holler, hey, what kind of food is this?
Love that boudin. Something hit me earlier. I'm like, man, we have got to change our Saturday morning habit. We got to get some. By the time, really the 7 o'clock hour is what drove it. We start so early now that... Man, it's too early to eat when you get up. Your brain doesn't even think you're awake yet or tells you you should be. And by the time we get started and we're done and it's past noon and we're eating, it's just, whew, long stretch to go without some solid nutrition. I mean, we need to get some boudin.
You're a little tired of donuts, so we...
I didn't. Yeah, the bagels. I never eat the donuts.
That's true.
I can't handle the sugar.
Yeah. So we had a little order from the Cajun grocer. Come yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Got us some community coffee, got us some buttermilk biscuits with some honey, and got us some boudin. Where's that boudin from?
Richard's in Ville Platte.
Nice.
Ville Platte. They make boudin and cracklings. They know what they're doing down there.
Well, isn't that where they make Slap Your Mama, too?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's great seasoning.
You used to see Tony's everywhere, and now you see Tony's and Slap Your Mama. On every...
And let me pronounce it for everyone when you see it in the store. It's Sachery. Not Chatterley. I have a friend that says Chatterley all the time, and I'm like...
That's the Tony's brand.
That's the Tony's. It's Tony Sachery. There you go.
So, oh, that was good. Start our morning off. Mm-hmm. We're all fired up here on our boudin. But let me talk a little bit through this home maintenance calendar, just because it's going to change a little bit how the program is... Not how we do our topic selection. In the past, we would travel to... the National Hardware Show, we would look at the analytics. We would see what was trending, and we were trying to find, hey, what did we cover after 30 years of a weekly home improvement broadcast? You're constantly seeking to find a new topic, and one of our standards that we try and hold up to is each Saturday, our 10 o'clock hour, we talk specifically about something in your home. So to continue to bring that one topic about home ownership to you, what this home maintenance calendar has done, and we didn't even realize that it was going to result in this. It was just one of those organic things that we realized, hey, this is going to put an entire year of topics together for us, and now we've got more time to develop the content we bring to each one of those. We'll have time to schedule video shoots. We'll have time to do additional interviews. We'll have time to regionalize it better. So to put it in an example, and we just published it yesterday back on our calendar tab at rosieonthehouse.com/calendar. You can see a little preview of what January looks like and all the different functions it will bring. Well, in January, we focus specifically on the paver industry, the Belgard industry. There's so many things that you can do with hardscapes. You know, we're not going to talk about pavers for 4 weeks in a row, but there's a different aspect of hardscapes in your landscape. 1 week, we'll be talking about hardscape architectural design. 1 week, we'll be talking about three things you can do with Belgard pavers in a weekend for your home, whether you're trying to create a raised bed garden, or you're trying to put on a patio overlay of pavers onto an existing concrete patio, or you're trying to do maybe a little walkway around the side of your home, you know, things that you could do, and we'll have the entire tutorial ready so you can help measure what you need and help get your tool list. And this is where our digital home maintenance Zada app will come into play is that you can do all your project planning here and be ready. Okay, this January 27th, last week of the month, I've gone through this week-long education on this month-long education on hardscapes, and I've got my project identified. I've got my measurements done. I've got my material list. I know the tool. I can get them all at once, have them delivered, and be ready for the whole weekend to blow it out and have it scheduled. And then we go into February. It's pest control. Good pests 1 week, bad pests the next week. What about pests that you can't hire an exterminator for that may be woodpeckers that are protected by game and fish, or rattlesnakes that a lot of people won't deal with, or javelinas that have gone basically all the way into Flagstaff now and they're in their backyard. So we'll be talking a different element, and each month we'll have a different industry that we'll cover four different ways. So it really bolsters the amount of content we'll bring to each one of those industries. And then we probably won't repeat it for 3 or 4 years. And, you know, we have 50 primary categories on Rosie and the House. You know, you're to three-year recycling content. And that's just the 10 o'clock hour. We still have the open line hour. At this hour, right now, we're going to get to James in Scottsdale, who wants to talk about crickets in just a moment. But then we have the 8 o'clock hour. And what we're doing with that, our outdoor living hour, is the first Saturday of the month, we have the Farm Bureau in, and we have a different industry that they're bringing in every month. January citrus. It's the perfect time to grow it. It's perfect harvest season. So I'll have local citrus growers that'll be in with the Farm Bureau. The second week of the month is Talking Trees. Eisenhower will be in. He just left a little while ago. And we're talking about the live oak. Then the third Saturday of the month, we've got Nursery Notes. Jay will be in talking about roses. Then the fourth Saturday of the month, we've got urban farmer Greg Peterson, and it'll be his fruit tree program. So each one of those hours will have really a huge amount of content that'll be available past the broadcast, past the podcast.
We can do
articles,
videos,
pages,
and pictures.
Videos, exactly. So we're really excited about what this is going to do for our content generation.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun for us. You know, we have all that time to get down and take some pictures and videos. So as, like, John was talking about the crepe myrtle today, we can have a little video on it. He can stand there and talk us through it. So as you're listening to the show, you just go over to Facebook or the website. We'll have the video up for you to get a little interaction going.
We're really excited. So, and, you know, in theory, this is how it's all going to work. This is our first time trying it. If we get to the end of it and it doesn't work, we'll scratch it and start over.
Well, it's going to work. We just got to make sure our listeners like it.
Well, and that's what I mean. If it doesn't retain well to listeners, scrap it and go back to what we did. And if we get another idea, we'll try that. That's one of the great things about doing this year over years. We just continue to find new ways and get better. And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
I think they are going to like it. And when we did our interaction with the homeowners at our Casa Grande meeting this summer, that was one thing people said was they wanted to see more.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to be able to
show them. Our focus groups and research has all been very positive. So, but we'll see. Now that we're putting it together, proof will be in the pudding. Let's get to James, who wants to talk about crickets. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Unfortunately, I can't wait till February for the pest session.
That's why this 9 o'clock hour, the open line hour, things you can't wait for. Let's.
So I've got a little problem with crickets in the last couple of weeks, and I've laid out some glue traps with some cornmeal on them, and I keep catching, you know, 3 or 4 a night. They just keep coming, so I don't know if when's the point to call in an exterminator or keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, here's the first thing, is we've got to find the source. If you've got a reoccurring issue with crickets like this, there has to be some water source that's on your home or on a neighboring property real close that no one's quite aware of. Maybe it's a leaking faucet, or maybe it's a slow underground leak, or a leak from the pool where there's a moist area that out there that's fueling them. There's some kind of moisture somewhere. It could be inside your home. There may be a leak in
they're near my water heater. It's in the corner of the kitchen, and it's the sink is right next to it. And I had a small leak that I in my faucet that I fixed a few weeks ago, but I think some water may have dripped behind, underneath, behind, you know, down on the floor.
And it may just be that that hasn't dried up yet. You know, a area that's not directed to a lot of air movement, no sunlight, and
right.
depending on how long that leak had been there, it could have been just taking that long to dry out if it's been leaking for a couple months. And maybe that's why you're seeing more crickets now in the last couple weeks, is it's drying out and now they're out looking for where to relocate to. But if you've got that one source that you've tied them to, and you'd mentioned the water heater and everything, there is a home remedy you can find at our website, and I'll just walk you through it real quick. It's real
sure.
easy. But just get a glass jar with molasses and water. Mix them together and in the glass jar, and then place it near the spot where you're seeing them and you're hearing the chirping, and create some little bridge for them to walk up. You know, you could even do it with like a paint stirring stick. Lay it
okay.
on the ground and then lean it up and tape it to the edge of the jar, and then put something that gives them a walking path back down to that water. Well, they're not going to be able to get out once they get in. And
right.
it's, you know, you obviously have to clean that glass jar out from time to time and refuel or refill it. But there's an easy home remedy that you can find at rosieonthehouse.com before you go out and hire a professional to come
right.
and do some kind of chemical application.
Okay. I mean, that along with the glue trap should help. I can't get behind I can't see where the water may be where it leaked because it's just behind the cabinet. And I can't get there, but I'll just hope that it's no more leaking. It'll eventually evaporate. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'll give that a shot and let you know how it works.
You're welcome, James. We appreciate the call this Saturday morning. And we got a texter saying diatomaceous earth. That's another decent product. Crickets just have such a high and far jumping ability. We don't see near the success with crickets as you would do something crawling on the ground. A diatomaceous earth is comes as a white powder, and you can pick it up with your hands and spread it on the ground. But as insects crawl over it, it's very harsh on their exoskeleton. They basically ends up slicing them apart as they walk across it.
That's one of our number one questions every year is the crickets on the FAQs.
We get a lot of traffic from around the country. Google has clipped. That's one of our high content rich articles that find that water source.
These are the gray crickets, right? Those are we talking? I've never seen like growing up in Louisiana, we had these black crickets, and then we had the gray crickets. Now our little secret was those gray crickets, fish bait, brim, socolate, tear them up. And I've yet to maybe catch a few of these crickets and try them out here to see if any of the fish would bite on.
Well, we'll get Gary in touch with James, and he'll come do live trapping at your home, James.
I'll be glad to do that, James.